Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing you news and other features of interest to the English-speaking Jewish community in Spain and abroad. Our guest today is Claudia Tichman, who is an artist and artisan here in Madrid. I will not give you any further information because I'd much rather let her speak for herself. Welcome, Claudia. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Well, first, why don't you tell us something about yourself? Where are you from?
I'm from Argentina, Buenos Aires.
And tell us what kind of work you did in Argentina.
Well, in Argentina, I used to make ceramics and teach children and adults some art.
How long have you been here in Spain?
Well, it's 15 years since I live here in Madrid.
Uh-huh. Why did you come to Spain?
Well, the situation in Argentina was not good, has not been good for many years, and I decided to come to Europe.
Did you have any problems coming to Spain? Legal problems? I mean, problems with residency and all of that?
Yeah, I did. I did, but I solved them finally.
Uh-huh. That's good. So when you first came here, was it hard for you to get started working in your field?
Yes, it was. I have been working in other activities. I worked as an assistant of an accountant and working in another firm who brought greenhouses from Holland.
And at the same time, were you still doing your ceramics?
No. As soon as I arrived, 3 months later, I made an exhibition, an individual exhibition of drawings that I brought from Argentina. And I went on working on art, but not exhibiting it. No, I didn't make any ceramics at that moment.
So your first exhibit was drawings?
Yeah,
it was. Where was that?
Well, it was in a bar. In a nice bar in Huertas.
In the center. Okay, that's a very arty. That's a very arty neighborhood for people who don't know Madrid very well. And then what happened? How did you continue with your art?
One day I tried made silver earrings, and I thought, why not doing this? So I began with jewelry, in spite that I never made jewelry before.
Because in Argentina, you told me you did a lot of sculpture.
Yeah, sculpture, but well, it's not the same, really. Mm-hmm. But well, I managed to learn the way of working with jewels, making small objects.
And how did you learn how to do it?
Making them, just making them.
Oh, so you're self-taught, really?
Yeah, I did it by myself. I read something, but nobody taught me. Really.
Did you need any special equipment?
Yeah, I need special equipment. I have been buying it step by step.
Uh-huh. And you also told me that in the area of art, you've done other things.
Recently, 3 years ago, I began making some book covers, and first I made drawings, and now I make them directly in the computer.
Uh-huh, really?
Yeah.
Is that hard? Did you have to study?
Yeah, I studied, but by myself with books, and I began to manage with programs for graphic design, so it was easier to get the covers.
Do you also design your jewelry on the computer?
No, you won't imagine. I only sketch it on a piece of paper, very rough, and then I make it directly with wax or with silver.
Uh-huh. And do you use other materials aside from silver?
Well, recently I've been experiencing with another material. Now I am using cellulose acetate, that is a resin.
Uh-huh.
Resin, a kind of resin that adds color and transparency to my silver. Now also I'm beginning with some gold.
Uh-huh. And what about other areas aside from book covers and jewelry?
At the beginning, I made some decoration sets and some...
For the theater?
For theater, yes. Uh-huh. And also decoration of shop windows. This was before the jewelry, yeah.
So you're really very versatile.
I like doing many different things.
And of all these things that you've done, is your favorite the jewelry? Would you say, or?
I don't know what to say. I like changing materials and changing activities. I don't know what I prefer, really, but I don't know.
Okay. And what plans do you have for the future? Near future, distant future?
Well, near future, I'll go on doing covers and jewelry, but also I'm planning to have an exhibition. The exhibition is already prepared, but I don't know for the moment where I'm going to exhibit it.
Uh-huh. And is that jewelry also?
No, it's, it's collage. Working with a painter of the 16th century, a German painter, yes.
Together? You and the German painter are collaborating on this?
No. Well, I would like him to
called up his ghost and...
to wake up and see what I'm doing and to see what he thinks of it.
Okay. Now, I know that you're modest and you haven't said it yet, but I know that some very important museums sell your work in their museum shop.
I am happy to sell in several shops of museums in Spain, for instance, Museo Thyssen, Reina Sofia, Guggenheim, one in Barcelona from contemporary art. So, I'm happy to sell there, yes.
Now, most of our listeners are not in Spain. If anyone's interested in seeing the kind of work that you do, do you have a website?
At the moment, I am updating mine, but in short, I think you can see it on the web.
So anybody who's interested, we should just say, look for your name on the web, on a search engine, Google or something, and it'll pop up, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you very, very much, Claudia, for being with us today.
Thank you.
Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you, so please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSefarad.com. I'll leave you now with Shiri Ben Maimon singing Hasheket Shenishar, the song which represented Israel in this year's Eurovision Song Contest and ended up in fourth position in a field of 24. Not bad. See you next week.